This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's agriculture industry expects mixed results from new tariffs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports farmers believe short-term adjustments will be difficult.
The Trump administration announced a wide range of tariffs Wednesday, ranging from 10% to more than 30%. This all depends on the industry, product, or country. That will likely lead to more retaliatory tariffs from those countries. Ashley House with the Colorado Farm Bureau says 20% of the state's agriculture products are exported. And if higher prices result in fewer foreign sales, that's a problem.
They're perishable commodities. And if you don't have anywhere to go with 20% of your product that you've harvested, that presents a supply chain and a logistical consequence.
House says there is some optimism for the tariffs helping farmers in the long term, if markets and industries are able to adapt. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
New tariffs take effect today on imported cars and car parts. Colorado auto dealers say the effect will take some time to see, but that prices for cars will eventually rise. Mike Daigle is a sales consultant at Emick Volkswagen in Denver.
If you need a car, you should probably do something about it soon. If you don't need a car, be prepared to drive what you have maybe for quite a while.
The tariffs won't directly affect used car prices, but those are already starting to increase as demand for used cars rises. We'll hear more reaction to the new tariffs from the home of the U.S. auto industry and around the world a little bit later on Morning Edition. A Colorado filmmaker says the decision to move the Sundance Film Festival to Boulder will help independent film in the state. Sundance will move from its current home in Park City, Utah, to Boulder in 2027. Filmmaker Daniel Youngie helped woo Sundance to Boulder.
I think what Sundance does is it helps engender a community that starts making independent film, especially a documentary.
Sundance has been at Park City for 40 years, but festival organizers say it's outgrown the town. This is CPR News.